Blog Talk Radio.
And also, we need to pray for ourselves so that
truly try to serve God the best of your ability, and mess with you in all kinds of ways. The gates of hell have been unleashed on the Christ. So we definitely need Christ. So tomorrow we'll be in prayer live again. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com. On Facebook, you can go to KL Rich Ministry and click the link, and we'll have a link. Click on
microscopic pathogen.
Journal of the U.S. National Academy of Sciences, French researchers announced the discovery of the virus. The second by this team. Before waking it up, researchers will have to verify the bug cannot cause animal or human disease. Okay, first of all, let me start with that. Why are they trying to wake up any kind of virus? You have some mad scientists, some doubtful scientists, again, our government has had no results. And what scientists are really trying to do? Why would you wake up a virus to do what it's trying to do? Trying to do something that they can use as a biological weapon? What is it really for? And so you have to, it makes you ask questions because you cannot really trust governments and there's all kind of experimentation that are being done. If you go back in history, and obviously the Tuskegee experiment was done to black people, testing them about syphilis, and they thought they were getting treated, and they were. Japan was doing experiments on the Chinese, I believe during the time of World War II, scientific experiments. And so you got just evil people, scientists that are not even... definitely not God. As we know, we got a machine. They basically be God. They want to be God. They want to tap into God and how He created the universe. And so many, they don't know what's going to happen when they try to do this experiment machine. And the thing is, you know what's going to happen is they don't know what's going to come through those portals. You can bet it's going to be whatever it is going to be demonic. Whatever it is going to be demonic. So these are just the times that we are living in. The man route to Sweden. France and Germany are trained after migrants refused to disembark in Denmark, demanding to be taken on to Sweden. Let me stop right there. How is it that illegal immigrants, you might as well call them, or they want to be taken? Now, if you're in such a need, you're going to go wherever they open their doors. And we're going to read a little bit more on that in another immigrant. Denmark has been partly closed after hundreds of migrants refused to disembark on arrival, demanding to be taken onward to Sweden. As Europe's migrant crisis spread, but it says the operation extended to the middle route after two trains carrying about 350 refugees spent Wednesday stuck in Rabi, demanding to continue on to Sweden. Refugees and everything, but these refugees that are coming over are mostly males, young men. Allowing these refugees to come in are crazy. They're crazy because Biden folks meeting with Israel to discuss U.S. security aid. The United States plans to meet with Israel to discuss the U.S. can ensure Israel's military advantage over its enemies. Vice President Joe Biden said on Wednesday, U.S. officials said to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with concerns among American Jews over the new a reception each year at the Jewish High Holy Days. This was indeed among the most. So, do is basically have their cake and eat it too. So they want to talk to Israel, discuss security concerns. Let me tell you something.
But the thing is that it's not
And as long as we hand over to God, like, God, I need help. I fell again, you know, I've fallen, and I need your help. And it's just like they using that of adultery. He getting committed murder by killing Bathsheba. But, you know, God punished him. He had to suffer the consequences of his actions. But then God restored him to what was supposed to have a heart of repentance. So that's just, I always just pray and ask God to always forgive us for whatever we do, because that's the only way we make it to heaven, is by relying on God's salvation. It's not our own. We can't do it on our own. It's only through the grace of God. Moving on. Missouri asks judge to call satanic groups abortion suit. The state's abortion restrictions violate their religious beliefs and should be scrapped. Now, this is not, but you know what, this is the devil, and it's the giving women information about the physical characteristics of the fetus and the fetus ability to feel pain by at least 22 weeks. The statute also requires a 5-hour waiting period after providing a woman with the opportunity to view an ultrasound and hear the fetus heartbeat. Okay, the thing is, the baby feels pain. It's a baby. It's not a it. It's not a blob. It's a baby that's in there. And so therefore, he's into this group, this Satanist group, and they're trying to continue with their baby sacrifices, and so they go to the court. However, the Missouri judge is said to toss it out. So they're asking them to toss it out because it really is nonsense, but you know, the devil is really, really trying to destroy life, and he doesn't care how young he destroyed it, or how old he destroyed it. Moving on, Franklin Graham scolds Trump over gay marriage laws and over gay marriage by saying law doesn't make it right. Outspoken evangelist Franklin Graham is condemning Donald Trump and the Supreme Court as flat out wrong about gay marriage, declaring, just because something is made into law doesn't make it right. In his second public defense of jail, Kentucky court clerk Keith Davis, the leader of the foundation named after his father, Billy Graham, and head of the international charity Samaritan's Purse, scolds Trump for defending gay marriage as the law of the land during a telephone interview with MSNBC. Now, this is Donald Trump said that Kim Davis should follow the law of the land. He should know that just because something is made into law doesn't make it right. Because they refuse to recognize the King of England as head of the church. They believe that Jesus Christ was the head of the church, not the King of England, and they stood for and died for those that sincerely held religious beliefs. Our forefathers gave us freedom of religion at a great cost, and that was meant for us to be able to live out our faith in our daily lives at home and at work. That's what Kim Davis is trying to do today. Franklin Graham is absolutely correct that just because the court system makes it a law doesn't mean it supersedes God's law. God's law is over any. Move on. Defiant Kentucky clerk Bathurst fired aides over marriage license. Supporters of Kentucky County Clerk Kim Davis refused to issue without her permission. further sanctions. Bunning has found Davis, clerk of Rowan County in eastern Kentucky, in contempt. He had found her in contempt after she stopped. A marriage can only be between a man and a woman.
Democratically elected President Viktor Yanukovych.
Ukraine. The aims were purely political and traced to the U.S. global which any other country to challenge them. Okay, I'm going to say this, and then this is what I believe, is that when you have a democracy of an elected official in another country, that official was voted in, then what right does the United States have to oust them? What right does the United States have to tell them, oh, y'all voted wrong, and so we're going to oust you? And see, this is what the United States is doing. They're going and toppling them. But see, the same thing is going to happen to the U.S. So it's going to happen because the United States, again, is falling dramatically. And other countries are getting tired of the U.S. and its dominance. And, I mean, the U.S. is every other country is dominating this and dominating that. No other country is doing that but the U.S. All right. Let's see here. Okay, we got some more time. Ukraine closes airspace to Syria bound Russian planes with humanitarian aid. Continue under 10 different the president. bottom. As we know, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream and the golden image. Nebuchadnezzar was dead, and then you had the Medes and the Persians, and each going all the way down to the iron and clay that the feet were made out of, and there was a rock that was that each of and all the kingdoms fail. And as we know, every great kingdom has fallen. And the United States has been the most powerful nation for centuries now. But the United States is on its way out. The United States will fall as a superpower. This is going to give rise to the B system, one world government, one world religion, one world monetary system. And this is quickly approaching. The moral decline that's taking place in the United States, the abortions, the homosexuality, the teaching of children about sex in schools, anal and oral, and all this telling kids they can choose their food, they can choose if they want to be a boy, if they want to be a girl, having the bad girls. We're at a moral decline, and Christianity is being pushed further and further from the minds of many people. And this is letting us know the time that we are living in is very, very serious. Now, I'm going to go to this one article. It's called RescueChristians.org. And it says the whole situation with the Muslim refugees is an Islamic invasion of Europe. Into Europe to destroy Christianity. Christendom must arise again and destroy Islam. And it says, what you are seeing, the author of this is Theodore Schubert, and it says, what you are seeing in Europe is not the coming in of refugees, but an invasion. These are not refugees, but invaders. These people are brought into Europe as criminals for the most part. They are coming into Europe with cars trying to give them water and food, and they threw it back at them. If you are truly a refugee trying to escape your country due to killing, you're going to accept whatever aid is given. However, because they know that they're not going into these countries because they're refugees, they're going to these countries to stir up havoc. And again, the Muslim countries around them will not even take them. So what does they say when they're wrong, they might even take them? It's because they know that they're trying. And then they were trying to fuck. They were shouting out to their children. May Allah be merciful on their way. Allah is speaking to our brother. And his blogger named Camille Bunnings was a witness to the refugee chaos in that. Open season for these
Had surrender to the Babylonians will live. Their reward will be life. They will live. The Lord also says the city of Jerusalem will certainly be handed over to the army of the king of Babylon, who will capture it. Okay, so Jeremiah was given a warning, and he was saying that God was saying, okay, when the Babylonians, and God had already told them the Babylonians were going to come, and they were going to take over the land of Jerusalem. But he told them, you know, to go willingly. You know, they weren't supposed to fight the Babylonians, they were supposed to go. But if they chose to stay behind in Jerusalem, then they were going to be taken over by war, famine, and disease. Okay, and these are the same things that we're having now. War, rumors of war, famine, we got droughts in California and other places that could lead to a famine. And then we have disease, where there's no water, there's no food, there's no medical supplies, and it often leads to disease. Okay, so again, it goes on to say that, so these officials went to the king and said, sir, this man must die. That kind of talk will undermine morale of the few fighting men we have left, as well as that of all the people. This man is a traitor. So King Zedekiah agreed. All right, he said, do as you like. I can't stop you. So they didn't like what Jeremiah was saying to them. It didn't fit their agenda. So rather than take heed, they decided that, okay, we're going to put matters in our heat. So the officials took Jeremiah from his cell and lowered him by ropes into an empty cistern in the prison yard. So he had been locked up in prison, and then they decided to lower him down into like a cistern, like a well type water. Okay? But there was a thick layer of mud at the bottom, and Jeremiah sank down into it. So he sank down into the mud. Can you imagine thinking in mud or what I'm saying? But Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, an important court official, heard that Jeremiah was in the cistern. At that time, the king was holding court at the Benjamin Gate. So Ebed-Melech rushed from the palace to speak with him. My lord, the king, he said, these men have done a very evil thing in putting Jeremiah's prophet in the cistern. He was so almost all the bread in the city is gone. So the king told Ebed-Melech, take 30 of my men with you and pull Jeremiah out of the cistern before he dies. So Ebed-Melech took the men with him and went to a room in the place beneath the treasury where he found some old rags and discarded clothing. He carried them to the cistern and lowered them to Jeremiah on a rope. Ebed-Melech called down to Jeremiah, put these rags under your armpits to protect you from the ropes. Then, when Jeremiah was ready, they put him to Jeremiah into the courtyard of the guard, where he remained. Now, it's said that you give a word of God, and instead of people embracing, all will go well for you, but if you refuse,
Thank you.